Well, next, from The Hague to the Middle East, the ceasefire between Iran and Israel appears to be holding this morning. Both sides have claimed victory. Iran's president said Tehran has ended the war successfully. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed his country had an historic victory, eliminating the threat posed by nuclear bombs. Meanwhile, as you've just been hearing there from Dan Saba talking to Jackie, a leaked US intelligence report has said strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities did not destroy the Iranian nuclear program. But President Trump has rejected this, saying Iran's nuclear sites were completely destroyed. Well, freelance journalist Orly Halpern joins us now from Jerusalem. Orly, bring us up to date on the ceasefire. It appears to be holding.
Yes, it is holding. In fact, yesterday evening at 8 p.m., Israel already declared through its home front command that everything would be reopened just as it was before the war. There are no restrictions on movement, on gatherings. Schools reopened today. Airport is reopened. Shops are reopened. Everything is as it was before the war, meaning that Israel knows. It means that Israel is not planning on doing something that will also bring about another attack on Israel. And it doesn't expect anything from Iran.
Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on television last night. What did he say?
Well, he said that this was, as you said, it was a historic victory. And for him, this is really his legacy. For over 20 years, he has been talking about Iran. This has been his mantra. And finally, the attack was made on Iran. And this is really important for him, because to present this as an historic victory, as an absolute success, because his popularity went down so greatly after October 7th, 2023, with the Hamas attack on southern Israel. So he really needed to gain favor in the eyes of the Israelis. And many Israelis' view of him has changed to a great extent because of this operation against Iran.
There's much focus on Iran's nuclear sites. There's a question about whether they were destroyed. What's been said in Israel?
Well, it's interesting because Israel seems to be well aware that it's not over, that they haven't completely destroyed it. The IDF chief of staff yesterday had, in his statement, even said that this is not over. And Israel has a way for its government and the officials to share information with the Israeli press, and through that to Israelis, by not telling the Israeli people, but telling Saudi media networks. And yesterday, it was said to a Saudi media network, Al Hadath, by an unnamed Israeli official, that Israel knew where the enriched uranium, 400 kilos of it, are still, but it didn't attack it because it didn't want to cause an environmental disaster. So it knows that there's still enriched uranium, that it didn't hit it. And it does probably hope that in the future it will be able to make attacks.
Well, where does that leave the conflict? Because Iran's president says it will continue to assert its legitimate rights for the peaceful use of atomic energy.
Well, what some Israeli, more moderate Israeli politicians are saying is that, yes, the program was put back by a certain amount of time, but it's not over, and what we do need now is a deal with Iran. America and Iran have to sit down and make a comprehensive deal so that it will not be able to get any nuclear weapons, which is what it should have done to begin with. But now this is where we're at. And now it may be much more difficult to reach that point after this attack on Iran.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, six Israeli troops were killed and 46 people waiting for aid were killed by Israeli fire. Is the focus now going to go back on the Gaza conflict?
Absolutely. The number already rose to seven, and it may rise even further of Israeli soldiers who were killed when a bomb was attached to their military vehicle. And already yesterday, Israeli politicians not from the coalition, but from the opposition, said, we need to finish this story. We need to get the hostages out, make a deal, make sure that Hamas is not going to be in control and leave Gaza. So this is key. This is particularly now after that, after the killing of seven soldiers, this is really the next project that Israel will be dealing with.
Freelance journalist in Jerusalem, Orly Halpern, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7:26.